To whom do you offer your emotions?
Women are nurturers. There is so much we can do with the power of our feelings, the power of our sensitivity. Nicole Kidman.
I have an excess of feelings, a plethora of impressions, an abundance of emotions. I am very sensitive, perceptive, and aware. I am a woman.
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. Romans 6:16.
Regardless of whether you are a man or a woman, I bless you to realize that you do not simply exist, but God made you into a self-determining being, a being whose quality of existence depends on his choices. Be aware that you will become a slave to the one whom you obey, but you have a choice whom to obey. You have a choice whom to offer your emotions.
Man is not fully conditioned and determined, but rather determines himself whether he gives in to conditions or stand up to them. In other words, man is ultimately self-determining. Man does not simply exist, but always decides what his existence will be, what he will become in the next moment. Viktor E. Frankl.
I have discovered that I have to be careful whom I serve with my emotions. Because I'm so sensitive, perceptive, and aware of my surroundings, the father of lies is constantly looking for a way to use my emotions to serve him. To use these sensitive characteristics as an open door to deposit his painful beliefs and suggestions of wicked escape from these beliefs. However, I have also discovered that if I offer my emotions to the perfect Father through Jesus, my emotions are redeemed. They are filled with truth, hope, and love. They soar with joy and peace. They brim with self-control and patience.
Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, to redeem us from all wickedness, and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Titus 2:13 and 14.
I bless you.